Hey, what's up, everybody? Hope you're having a good Wednesday night. Glad that you can be here. Really shocked and surprised how quickly this year is going by. December already. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I know myself personally, it got here pretty quick. But I want to thank y'all for joining. Definitely appreciate all the love and all the support that you guys show each and every week. Thank you very much for that. Want to encourage you guys, if you're not already following us, follow us on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitch, on Twitter. Hit us up on the Patreon. You can go ahead and show your support there. We've already got some people in the family. There's going to be the patron-only chat link or social link there that'll be out here this week as well. But there's several tiers, several different ways you can show your support for what it is that we have going on. So definitely appreciate it. Want to take the time to point out, just in case people don't follow college football, but I gotta give it up to my Michigan Wolverines. I got to. You know, everybody like, oh, the last 10 years, you ain't done nothing. Yeah, you right. All them OSU fans, they talking like that, but I don't recall Michigan ever showing up to a bowl game and rolling a donut like they did up against Clemson. But, you know, I digress. That's not why we're here tonight. But, again, really appreciate it. So we've got a special guest tonight. You guys know what we like to do here on Reflections. We like to highlight entrepreneurs, especially black-owned business and organizations and individuals just trying to make a difference, not only for themselves, but in the people they encounter and their communities. So we have a special guest tonight, Eugene Gino Bowie Jr., CEO and owner of Bougie Beards, and we're just going to have a candid conversation with him. We're going to talk about his company, talk about his product, you know, some of the inspiration, some of the hardships he's faced, the challenges, and then what he's got set up, you know, for the future. And hopefully we can get some interaction with you guys. You guys know that we enjoy that, so by all means, go ahead and shoot us a comment. You know, wishing the Bonnies luck tonight. I know the Bonnies are playing tonight, so I know some people are going to be out there for that. But we're going to go ahead. We're going to jump into tonight's episode, see which direction it goes. But, you know, we always got to take a look in the mirror. The mirror's got three purposes, right? Show you who you were, show you who you are. And the mirror helps you become who it is you want to be, right? You got to get yourself all fixed up and ready for the day. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a look at that reflection, face the man in the mirror, and see if we can't become better than what it was that we started the day with. So stay tuned. We're going to be back with the owner and CEO of Bougie Beards. Gino, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Dr. Harvey?
I'm doing pretty good. Long day at work, but get to, say I'm already messing with my beard. I don't know if I'm self-conscious or what, but, you know. But I'm definitely glad that we could have you on the show. You taking your time to join us, especially this late in the evening. Definitely appreciate it. But, you know, I was introduced to your company through a mutual friend. And, you know, definitely it caught my attention. And again, you know, you're stepping into a space that a lot of people step into the overall space, but not really dialed in the way you are. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And, you know, the fact that you offer products for both men and women, again, I thought that was pretty interesting. So I wanted to give you an opportunity to just come on and talk a little bit about, you know, your company, the challenges. You know, maybe we can, you know, inspire somebody to, you know, keep going and keep pushing with that dream that, you know, maybe they thought was put on a back burner. So, again, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
I hear you, Dr. Harvey. Greatly appreciate it. Again, my name is Gino. I'm the owner of Bougie Beards. My company is a company that we dive in when it comes to men's beards. We offer different types of moisturizer, fragrance, beard, oil, you name it. But to just peel back a little bit, I'm currently reside in Atlanta, Georgia. I was born in South Carolina, outside of Greenville. So currently here in the A, officially as an LLC back in October of last year. Now, I've been growing my beard for the last 5 or 6 years. I always get questions about, man, what are you doing for your beard? This, that, and the third. What products are you using? I've used several different products. Some of the products that are out there now just was not giving me the satisfactory that I was looking for to maintain and grow my beard. So I just started to pretty much kind of start creating my own concoction, if you will.
Okay.
And just applying it and, you know, see what worked for me, but not really putting it out there for anyone else. So started getting some friends to start using it, and they started liking it. And it was like, man, you need to create something. And I was like, no, I was just like, I'm not ready for that. They was like, okay, you got something there. And I kept procrastinating, putting it off. Then fast forward, the pandemic came about, and it kind of forced me into just really branching off into my own business. I was working in corporate America for almost, 15 and a half years. I lost my job back in November of last year.
Okay.
Through that time up into this point, I had been working just remote contracts temporarily just to kind of stay afloat of everything. But I was pretty much burned out with corporate America. I kept, you know, putting my heart into doing their work and making them money, but I felt like I wasn't still getting anything out of it.
Okay.
So at that point, I was like, you know what, let me just use my entrepreneur background as my family, because I have a lot of family members that have their own business and doing other things.
Okay.
So I just kind of started to take that route. So that's when I birthed my company, Bougie Beards. And so now Bougie Beard has been doing great, but with business, you know how sales go, is up 1 minute, down the next, somewhat there, somewhat there, and it takes just more than sometimes just the entrepreneur income and taking you doing other things until you get to that level.
Right.
So we have a great online presence currently right now. I do a lot of pop-up shops, word of mouth, pretty much kind of like in this situation where we met, and just trying to get more exposure out there so eventually I can just focus on totally Bougie Beard and I'll just be, you know, that 100% entrepreneur. And so
right,
that's pretty much where we are at this point.
Okay. You know, I like something that you said. You were like, I birthed Bougie Beards.
Right.
And
yeah.
See, I think a lot of people sometimes they get frustrated because they want everything to happen right now. And sometimes there's a gestation period, you know, just like when, you know, like you stop and ask somebody, you know, have you made people yet? Have you made little yous yet? Like that takes, you know, time, you know, essentially 9 months, you know, I mean, but there's a process to even get to the point where you make the baby. And then after you make the baby goes through the gestation period before you give birth to the child. And I think oftentimes that's kind of true with the different things that we want to do in our lives, whether it be a business, a book, becoming a content creator. I have a friend of mine who streams on Twitch as well, and, you know, been talking about it almost as long as I've known him. And he said, you know what, I just had to do it. I just had to go ahead and do it. And you're right. Sometimes you just got to get that baby out of you because it's been in there too long, right? You got to, you know, they got to induce labor, so to speak. So I think that's that was kind of key the way that you said it. You know, I gave birth to Bougie Beards, and you know, because I'm sure, like you said, you were kind of it was at the urging of other people. You know, that kind of you were just trying to take care of you and do you. You know, and I think we have to be open to how, when we take care of ourselves, I'm going to preach here for a minute, a little bit about my background. I come from, you know, the charismatic, Pentecostal, Kojic background. So, you know, I have a tendency to preach a lot, unfortunately. Shanika said, not induced labor. Yeah, sometimes people be hanging on to it. They afraid and that baby trying to get out. So, you know, but it's one of those things that, you know, when you take care of yourself, right? Think about a glass of water. If I'm constantly, or a pitcher of water, if I'm constantly pouring out to everybody else and I never take time to fill it, I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to run out. I'm not going to be able to take care of myself.
That's right.
Yvonne says, hey, bro. But, you know, we get to the place where if we're taking care of ourselves, other people are going to, they're going to react. They're going to respond. They're going to, and I think we forget that your initial customer base, essentially, are the people around you, you know, and you're going to find out real quick who's really in your corner, you know, because they wanting to train or they wanting to work or they just wanting the benefits. They want to rub elbows with the new business owner and that new thing, you know. I think that for me personally, I can't stand the, you know, come on, bro, you know me, hook me up. Let me get a discount. Let me, if I say I support your business or your venture, your product, and I'm asking for a, man, that ain't helping you. I don't, you know, like, now granted, I do, like, I am going to look for a deal when I go to buy something. But if I don't get the deal and I still want a thing, I'm still going to get a thing. You know, like I was telling you, a friend of mine that owns a cosmetic company, I've found ways to purchase the product because I want to support the people I know. Not because I wear lip gloss or eyeliner or, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's really cool that it was the people around you. It was your initial, your closer circle that kind of helped push you in that direction. I think that's really cool. So what were in the process of developing the product, deciding to birth your business, what were some of the challenges that came up?
Well, of course, with that, it is like just really taking a leap of faith. It's like, okay, God, I need you right now. How I'm going to do this. And it's so true that, you know, as you know, the Bible, as God speaks or as biblically speaks, that God will place the right people in your life at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true. I mean, because once I accepted the call, basically, to create and birth this, everything just came in together, like, with no issues. Like, from me getting the bottling to the tops. People would just, like, help me out. Like, hey, here, do this. Oh, we'll do this. Everything just came together cohesively, and it was awesome.
Okay.
But within that, there were some times where, you know, I had ordered some labels. I was ready to do my launch. The labels was not correct. I wasn't satisfied with it. I'm a stickler for presentation, so
okay.
I'm not going to put something out there if I don't like it. So I wanted to make sure when I put the product out there, it was a representation of me, because people that know me. It's funny though, because I got the name, the business name, from people calling me bougie. Isn't that ironic? It was like, you know, my friend, they were just, they were like, oh, bougie, oh, they go bougie Gino, you know. It just, I just carried myself in a very nice, neat manner, and so I would just get that. So I just sat down one day and I was like, well, people calling me that, so let me make a business out of it. And that's what birthed the name of Bougie Beer.
Okay.
People calling me bougie, so it stuck with me. I had another name at first, and I really didn't like it, and then I just kept saying, I said, okay, I'm like, let me go ahead and just name this Bougie Beers, and it just sounded well. I tested out with my family. They loved it. They was like, go for it, and here we are. Now, when it comes to, you know, the money aspect, and when you want to go out there and ask people to help you, that's a lot of the challenge came from as far as donations. I was very hesitant about that, so for my birthday, I said, in lieu of giving me gifts, donate to my business.
Okay.
And man, it was amazing because I didn't want to be that person like, I'm putting my cash up out there, like, because I see a lot of people do for their birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
I never wanted to do that. But I just took a chance. And man, the response was out of this world. It really was. It really, really was. So that right there, man, it just kept me going, and here I am.
Okay. Yvonne says, she said, has to be bougie. Shanika says, the name is so you. You guys that are tuning in, if you want to invite somebody in, like, share, you know, drop some questions in the chat. If you got questions for Gino, we'll definitely try to work them in into the conversation tonight. But again, you guys, appreciate all your love and support. But, you know, I could see that, you know, the whole... you know, I don't want to seem like I'm dry bagging, but at the same time, like, I got to make this happen. So, I mean, we got to do something, you know what I mean? So I get that. I definitely do. So talk to us a little bit about the products themselves. Like, what is it that you offer? And I mean, you know, a lot of people don't even know, you know, that there are beard oils, that there are, you know, specific, like, shampoos geared specifically for a beard, et cetera, et cetera. So talk to us a little bit about your products.
Sure, most definitely. So we're going to start with the men's. So pretty much with beard care, it starts with the beard. So with under the beard, you have, of course, to make sure that you're treating the skin. And there are things under there called hair follicles.
Oh, you're going to edumacate us tonight. Okay.
Yes, hair follicles are under there, and you have to stimulate those hair follicles in order to get that growth.
Okay.
So in order to start that process, you got to clean the beard. I mean, you got to clean the beard. So that's where it comes in to play with the bougie beard wash. You need to wash and lather your beard. So that opens up your pores. And that starts the process of opening the pores up, so therefore you can allow the nutrients to get inside the pores. You have to open the pores up. So wash your beard wash, bougie beard wash.
Okay.
Wash your beard. Then, of course, you have to condition it. You want it to just, you know, make sure that you set everything like it's supposed to be back and make the hair a little more easy to manage. That's where you do the conditioner. You condition the beard. So you condition the beard to make sure that you're getting the stylish that you want and it's easy to maintain.
Okay.
So you follow up with the beard conditioner by Bougie Beard. Now, once you get that taken care of, and you don't want to do this, you don't want to wash and condition your beard every day because it will dry it out. So a lot of you guys that are having a lot of dry beards, stop, you know, using those off-the-wall, off-brand shampoos and stuff because it's drying your stuff out, and that's why your beard looks all hard and crunchy. That's why.
Not hard and crunchy.
Hard and crunchy. So stop doing that. So use the Bougie Beard Conditioner and the beard wash to start that process. Once you have started that process, then you want to go back and put in your beard oil. That's the Bougie Beard oil. Inside this Bougie Beard oil, there is a growth serum that I include into this. That will help make the hair in your beard start to grow. But again, you have to stimulate the follicles by opening up the pores.
You mean the people that can't connect? It'll help them connect?
Hey. However, the follicles have to be live now. They can't be dead follicles.
Some people
have old follicles and they don't realize it.
Okay.
If it's dead follicles, I don't create miracles. I can't do anything for you.
Right.
Now, if the follicles are still alive and healthy, then yes. So then you will come with the beard oil. And you will put the beard oil on your beard, and that while the pores are still open, it will go down in the skin, go into those beard pores, and it will stimulate it in there. And while stimulating and making sure those it's the glands that's inside the beard.
Okay.
That's a term, but it's your oil glands. You want to make sure those are moisturized, so when the hair does grow, it grows out and it grows out healthier than without you doing the actual process.
Okay.
So you apply the beard oil that has a growth serum in it, but also it helps to make sure that you don't get any breakouts and things of that nature. So it's keeping your skin good and healthy while it's growing.
Okay.
This will also help somewhat with those ingrown hairs that some of the brothers or men that are having inside their beards, but it's also because of they're using a blade that's not sharp enough.
Okay.
So it's not getting down on the hair and clipping it like it's supposed to. So what's happening when they're shaving is going right back into the skin.
Okay.
And that's what causes all those, you know, bumps and things on their face.
Okay.
It's hair bumps, pretty much. And then once you've done that, you come with the Bougie Beard Balm. This helps to style your beard. It helps give it a nice shine along with the oil. The oil also gives it the shine, but the beard balm also, this is the last process you put onto the beard. And you put this on to help style the beard. So it gives you like a form of the beard. So like a lot of you guys that have longer beards and it's real stringy looking, you can put this and it will help draw the beard up. So therefore you can create a form and then you just pick it, brush it, comb it to style, and you're good to go.
Okay.
Now another secret of my beard oil, because everything is handmade by me. I put on the labels, I put on the tops. This is all done in my kitchen here in my home. So everything is pretty much handmade. There is the scent here is a scent that's created by me. So it's a very signature scent. If you go on my page, you can see the reviews. Women, like, I don't know what you have in that, but I cannot stay off my man for some reason. I don't know what you're doing to it, but it's something in there that's causing me to want to touch him all the time. So I don't know, those pheromones, whatever, but hey, it's bougie.
Okay. Okay.
You get a kit, and it comes in this nice gold bag. You know, I got to keep it bougie.
Okay.
So it comes in this nice gold bag. Well, when I do my pop-up shops, they come in this nice bundle bag. But when I ship it to you, I have to put it into individual bags. And just to let you guys know, even though I know you heard the shipping has gone up, but I have not increased the shipping prices, so I've taken on those extra prices. So I have not increased my shipping, but yes, it does cost to ship it to you. I can't ship it to you for free. I am a company. Come on, people. I am a company. I'm here to make money. So you get the beard bundle, and then it comes with these four items. Again, you get the beard wash, the beard conditioner, you get the beard balm, and you get this beard oil. And this comes as a bundle for $50. And you can go onto my website at www.bougiebeard.com, and you can go on there and you can order. Right now, I don't have a holiday sale as of yet, but maybe within a couple of weeks, there may be one. But right now, it's worth every penny. Now, we have that out of the way. So the ironic and crazy part about this bottle right here, I've had a lot of females that have been purchasing my beard oil for themselves.
Oh, okay.
They have been purchasing this beard oil for themselves because of either hair loss or somewhat dry scalp or anything of that nature. So they have been using this, and my sales for this just kind of like just skyrocketed just for this alone for females. So I was like, I started to inquire and I started seeing the reviews. They was using it on their hair. So I had a previous colleague, she started to use it. Along with another previous colleague, she has alopecia.
Okay.
So she has been using it for the last 6 months or what have you, and she has ordered 3 bottles already because she was like, I don't know what you got in there. I've tried so many other things, but now I can start to see my edges starting to grow back.
Okay.
So, appreciate it, ladies, for ordering this. So now, with that being said, I created Lady Magnolia.
Okay.
And this is for the females. As you know, Shanika, she's on here. She can attest to it as well as my sister Yvonne. They both are using this right now.
Okay.
Too much for your scalp, for your edges. So if you wear like braids or those wigs or sew-ins, this will help moisturize and keep your edges together. Trust me, you need this for your edges. So get you some Lady Magnolia oil. And the scent is just as equally better to this one as it is to this.
Shanika said, you did that. I love it.
Thank you, Shanika. I appreciate it. So, I mean, these are people not just talking because they're my friends. They're my friends because they believe in me. They know that I'm not going to put anything out there just to be putting out there. I'm not that person. So whatever that I'm sending out, I'm sending out because I know that I've used it. I've recommended, people have used it, and it's good. So all I just need for you is just order it, and you just tell me how good it is. I promise.
I'm gonna,
you.
I'm gonna try to say this with a little emotion. Yvonne says, yes, love it. But I think, you know, just watching some of these comments, you know, people that have, you know, experienced your products, that's really encouraging. So, you know, a lot of people, especially, let's see, I'm never very politically correct. Especially individuals that are more fair, more my complexion, you know, aren't really or haven't really been exposed to or used a lot of the products for the beard. You know, so if they were interested in starting, but weren't really like, oh, I don't want to do the whole deal. You know, I want to just try one of the products. Which one would you suggest that they start with?
Well, again, I obviously started the whole bundle. Color is not an issue here. Just as well, just work on my beard, it will work on your beard. I have clients, customers that is your color versus my color. Mm-hmm. Promote to one particular race.
No, I didn't. I'm not saying that, but I know there's
out there that it's not just me.
Definitely. I just know that there's, you know, a lot of people that I know, they don't even brush their beard, let alone, you know, put oil in it or a balm or, you know what I mean? So, you know, they're not exposed to it at all.
If that being said, then you probably want to start out with the conditioner and wash and the balm.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would be your best bet to kind of give you what you're looking for. The beard oil, of course, it would give more so the growth that you're looking for. If you're looking for more of a fuller beard, then most definitely, you know, add this into it. But if you're trying to maintain the level where you are currently, where your beard is, then yes, the beard balm, the beard conditioner, and the beard wash would be ideal for you.
Okay. Very cool. So, you know, I don't know. It's exciting to me. I like the reaction, you know, that some of the people are putting in the comments. You know, I like how knowledgeable you are. It's not just like, you know, hey, it's stuff for your beard. It'll help your beard. It'll make it look good. It'll clean it. Like, you're able to talk through the process, the why behind each product. You know, I think that's important. And that's definitely something that, you know, definitely is encouraging. You know, you're not just throwing it out there like, you know, hey, just buy this because I'm selling it.
Exactly. You know? And another thing that helped push Bougie Beard out there with me as well, I use a lot of other competitors. I didn't like the smell.
Okay.
The smell was strong. And everybody knows me that has come in contact with me know I am a cologne fanatic.
Okay.
So I had to make sure that the smell was just as equally as great as how I like the smell.
Okay.
So that was another reason why I added that nice scent. So the scent that's created in these, well, this one, it takes 6 different scents to make this scent and this one. This one, I kind of nailed it down to maybe 3. But this one has a very potent scent, which everybody loves. It's, you know, they say, wow, this smells bougie. So I'm like, okay. But it's a very nice, woodsy, fresh scent.
Okay.
It's not heavy, nothing like that. Some people use it as a body oil. Some other people have told me to come out with some type of body butter. What have you? I may look into that because they like the fragrance, so that may be another product that's coming down. But most definitely, you can wear this without cologne.
Okay.
So you will be noticed if you pass somebody, they're like, oh man, your beard smells.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I learned a long time ago what a good cologne can do. And you know, yeah, so that's definitely in the arsenal is the cologne. So I mean, if the scent is that good, you know, might have to check it out just for that.
But that's
awesome. So
while we're doing this, just to kind of, you know, add something to it, if you go to my website right now, and you probably can see some of those reviews and some of the comments that some of the people have said about the merchandise, to add a little credibility, because I always tell people, go to the website or go to my Instagram page, Bougie Beards LLC, and I have photos of myself when I was starting to grow my beard to where it is now. I've cut my beard down some, because you still have to maintain the growth by cutting your beard down so those dead hairs and all that stuff can still balance. But I've cut my, you know, beard down somewhat to keep it managed, but it's really thick and defined. And yes, this is my beard. This is no sew-in. This is my beard. So, yes. Because I know that's out there, too. You have to kind of, like, let
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, gotta jump in the pool nowadays to make sure it's
right,
real.
Right, right, right. Yeah. And not against, not, and I'm not knocking people that get that, but I just want people to know that it's mine. So I have a product that will help make your beard grow if you use it effectively. No, it's not going to give you overnight success. So don't think that you're going to get this. I'm going to say, oh, what Gino said is going to help grow my beard. I don't see anything. You have to follow the procedures in order to maintain it. It's not success. It's not going to be a week or two. It may take a month or two. It just depends upon your body, because also the way that you eat, the way that you drink, sleep also goes into how your beard grows. A lot of people didn't know that either.
Yeah, that whole drinking water thing. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, that water is good, man. It makes you look very youthful.
That's what I keep getting told. I keep getting told that. I get a daily lecture.
I am 47 years old.
Oh, okay.
And when I tell people that, they were like, man, ain't no way. I said, yes, I'll be 48 in January.
All right.
But, hey, that water's good, man. I'm saying, you know.
All right, so what do you see as one of the biggest challenges for an entrepreneur right now? Not just yourself, but just an entrepreneur in general. What do you see as one of the biggest challenges that they face?
Get out there to really show yourself approved. You have to get out there and make yourself marketable.
Okay.
There's a lot of vendor shops and stuff that invited me to come in with them. I don't take all of them. The ones I have taken, I met a lot of people because vendors are good, but you have to be very mindful with the vendors you go to.
Okay.
Because you don't want to... You don't want to always put your product in competition with other things that are not at the level of your product. And I'm not trying to sound mean.
No, fair enough, yeah.
It's just like, you know.
You're not trying to sound bougie?
I'm just saying, in order for it, and I can go back even further. Like presentation. Presentation was like the thing for me.
Okay.
I knew that no one did not know me when it came to like, beard care. So I will go to the actual beauty supply stores. I'll just go and look at other products that were out there. There's not too many African American products in the store. I hate to say that, but it's not. There's not a lot of products that identify us. So when I was looking and I was looking at the packaging, I was like, wow, if I'm going to put myself out there, I got to make sure my packaging speaks for me because no one knows me.
Okay.
In that regard, a lot of people know me, but I'm just saying, in order for me to get the sales that I need, I had to present it. So that's when I sat down and really came out. If you notice, that's me. I'm the face of my company.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like, and it's funny because when I sent this label to be processed, this was not the label that's supposed to be on this bottle. It was a whole different label. So
okay.
This label was sent by accident, but it was purpose.
Right.
So I was just like, okay, God, you're funny. And when I seen it, man, I just ran with it. So again, I think that they're not putting their stuff out there, they're not marketing their stuff, and their presentation is not where it needs to be. I cannot tell you that I want to charge you for $50 for this, and it looked like it cost me 10 cents.
Right. No, I gotcha.
So your packaging has to speak for your bottle, for your, you know, for you as a company. Also, you have to, sometimes you have to do things like, sometimes I would just go on my Instagram page or some people I know, and I would just give them a set just to kind of put myself out there. You know, there's all other type of strategic ways that you can do to help your company, but you just have the time, man, just take that leap of faith and just go for it. Some days... Yes, some days I don't want to even, like, deal with this because it's like, I don't see no sales today. Like, what's going on? And then towards the end of the week, I get this influx of sales, like, just come out of nowhere.
Okay.
So you're going to have those ups and downs. So you can't think you're going to get in business and become a millionaire overnight.
Right.
Whenever. It's
right.
Just that you got to put that hard work and tears and sweat into it because sometimes – like, I was just getting ready for my niece's pop-up shop. I was just in Greenville, South Carolina this weekend. My niece, Alita, Luxury Hair, she just relaunched her business.
Okay.
And she had a pop-up shop with vendors, and I was one of the vendors. And, man, when I tell you, it was a success. I was like, okay, I'm going to make all this product, and I hope to do well. And where it exceeded, you know, okay, what I thought it was going to do. So I was very grateful, but I'm glad I was able to make the product, so therefore I would have enough. Because also, you want to make sure that you have enough product. You don't want to go somewhere and you're not able to service your customers and you run out of product. Right. So just be prepared.
Okay. All right.
Presentation and be prepared.
All right. Fantastic. We're going to take a quick little break. And when we come back, we're going to finish up this conversation with Gino. All right. Yeah, you guys, I want you all to tune in tomorrow night if you can, 7:30, catch House Call. You know, myself, Dak, Steve, Danny, we're all back talking about, well, there's a lot for us to cover. So I want to invite you to join us tomorrow night at 7:30 for House Call. We come back into the mix of things. But we're back here with Gino, owner and CEO of Bougie Beards. And definitely appreciate all the love that everybody's been showing in the comments. Again, you guys, if you got any questions, comments, fire them off, drop them down there. The website is posted in the comments, so you guys can check out the website as well and check out some of the products. Want to encourage you to do so. So, you know, we talked about, you know, a little bit of the challenges, right? We just talked about, you know, putting yourself out there. And I think a lot of times some people, they kind of feel like, well, if I put myself out there, people are going to think I'm arrogant. They're going to think I'm this. They're going to think I'm that. And you know what? I am. Like if nobody else is going to believe in what you're doing, you need to believe in it.
I was kind of like a big suit, you know, worrying about, you know, what people would think or say, what have you. But that doesn't take you anywhere. That doesn't get you anywhere. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can't worry about what people say or do or everything. When you know it's right and you've given your all into it and you have God in front of you, I care less about anything or what everybody else say.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just have to go out there and let them know, like, this is me and I'm here and I'm here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just simple as that.
Yep, definitely. Now, with that, you know, what is it that keeps you motivated every day? Because, like you said, some days you don't want to do it because you're not seeing the sales. Or, you know.
What keeps me motivated? Well, first and foremost, you know, I like nice things. So in order to be getting nice things, I know no one is not just going to give me anything. So I like to make money at the end of the day. Who doesn't? So that drives me most definitely. But I like the fact that I can create a product and people believe in me and they enjoy it. That when I go and see these reviews or I see these sales and I get these invoices and I see they range from South Carolina to Georgia to Florida to California, all these people are around the U.S., I would say. I'm not international yet. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
the U.S. ordering my products, that's a great feeling, man. It just gets me going. It mm-hmm. just drives me. And not to mention, I have a great significant other, my partner, man, he drives me. He keeps me going.
Okay.
He pushes me to do this because some days I just don't. And it's a wonderful. So I would say, of course, God first, you know, my partner, my family, and just me wanting to be successful.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So who, if you could name two people that have been an inspiration to you, whether you know them, don't know them, whether they're even fictional, I don't know, but two people that inspire you or have inspired you, who would they be?
Well, first and foremost, my mom. Okay. I love my mom. Like, she's been through a challenge. She was faced with COVID last year. I almost lost her.
Oh, wow.
She fought through it, through the grace of God.
Okay.
She pushed her way through it. We prayed our way through it, and time I come home, like, okay, order you something. So I get my drive from hers. You know, she's always okay. That person, always like to, you know, sell things to smell nice, look great. So that quality, you know, I got from my mother and my deceased father. Okay. But my mom is my biggest fan. She's always just telling me to keep doing it, trusting yourself, believing yourself. No matter what nobody thinks, you got this. And she's, I mean, just like the simplest thing. So when I told her about the Lady Magnolia Oil, she was so excited. So she had never saw it until this weekend when I came home and I showed her the bottle. And then she was like, oh my, it was just the look on her face just made it like, okay, I don't care what anybody else say, but when my mom saw it, I was good to
go. Okay.
So her, most definitely. And again, I would say, you know, my partner.
Okay.
I mean, I keep driving on him, but he has pushed me and instilled a lot of things for me. He also has a business as well,
okay.
Savage Libra Fitness. So he's a fitness guru. So if you want some nutritional products, go
now,
to Savage.
Now, I'm going to say just by my appearance, I probably might not want them, but I probably need them. So.
Well, I mean, hey, man, okay, you took me down another road now. I cannot stand the gym. But you know what? He doesn't push me to go to the gym. I do it because I want to maintain and stay healthy. So,
okay.
Yeah, during this COVID time, yes, we've all put on some weight. I was like, man, this COVID has gotten us looking like, ooh-wee. I mean, you know, I'm just all saying, right. But, you know, but yes, the product that he's, you know, the serious note, he does have great products. Right now, I'm on the burn.
Okay.
And has, like, the energy level is out of this world. So that, and he has other supplements. He also does virtual workout plans where he
creates
for you. And he can send that to you, again, at SavageLibraFitness.com.
All right. Okay, yeah. Very cool. Just a house of entrepreneurs. I like that. I like that. But, you know, seriously, I do. I think it's I think one of the things that's happened over the course of the pandemic is people were forced to step into their dream. They were forced to, you know, take that leap, so to speak. But, you know, a lot of people hesitate because they think that, oh, well, I got to quit my job and I got to focus on this. Well, no, you know, keep working until your dream supports you. You know, but if the only effort you put into your dream is 20-30 minutes a day, you're going to get 20-30 minutes a day back. You know, essentially, you're going to get that same effort back. You know, if I'm putting 8+ hours, 10, 12 hours into somebody else's pocket, you know, you know what? I might have to lose some sleep right now. I might have to turn down, you know, hanging out on the weekend or going to, you know, this event or that party or, you know, playing the video games or whatever. I might have to take a step back. But I think it's important people need to realize and understand that with many things in our lives, these sacrifices that we hesitate to make oftentimes are short term. In the moment, they seem long term and they seem devastating because, well, let's be honest, most of us aren't, we don't have a level of discipline that we need. We develop that discipline as we walk out what it is that we want to do. So when we start, there's that frustration, there's that hesitation, but it really is that short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain. You know, what are you willing to invest in? You know, we talk about investments, you talk about, you know, the stock market, you talk about cryptocurrency, you talk about, you know, investing in startups and et cetera. You know, you don't see the return right away. You know, there's a process.
Right, and how bad do you really want it? Mm-hmm. How bad do you really want that company to really start off and be successful? I mean, because right now, this is my income. This is how I maintain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are contracts and stuff that come about, but they don't. But I have just kind of got to the point where this is the drive. This is where I want to be. This is where I want to, you know,
mm-hmm.
be my company. But then, you know, and of course, you have to prepare yourself for those times when you don't make a sale.
Right, right.
Yeah.
What would you say your greatest failure has been?
Not starting this earlier.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, not starting this earlier.
That's fair.
Wish I had started this maybe 5 years ago and just went with it at the time when I kept procrastinating about it.
Okay.
But I guess the time was now.
Yeah. All right. Greatest success. What is your greatest success, would you say?
My greatest success? Mm-hmm. well, of course, birthing Bougie Beards and maintaining it to the level of excellence that it is right now. I pride myself on my product and I stand behind it. I am a representation of it myself. I use it daily myself. So most definitely.
Okay. All right. So what's next for Bougie Beards? What can we expect?
Well, I am currently there are a few I would say clients that I have on the West Coast. So I'm out there as well in a couple of barbershops right now.
Okay.
So they actually sell my products inside their barbershop, and so I'm just looking for it to. And there is a couple barbershops here in Atlanta that also. So I just wanted to get out there to be, you know, well known and Bougie Beard in everybody's household.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So that's definitely an option if we've got people that own salons, that own barbershops, that you know that's something that you would be interested in having a conversation about them carrying your product.
I would love to do it. Of course, prices are different when you're buying bulk versus buying single items.
Right.
So yeah, I'm willing to negotiate, and most definitely I would love for it to be in salons and barbershops and we can all work cohesively. I mean, I've been at pop-up shops where there are other competitors that sell the same type of product, but I don't steer away from them. I go over to them and I say, hey, so what are you offering your product? You know,
mm-hmm.
And to me, when you know you got a good product, it don't matter who's at the table.
Exactly. Like, you know, I tell people all the time, like, oh, well, so the market's saturated. Okay, have you ever walked down the bread aisle in the grocery store?
Right now.
You know, 30, 40 different companies with loaves of bread over there, but they didn't say, you know what, we ain't going to make bread because somebody else already making bread. No, listen, you put it out there, do what you do. If you do it well, you know, people are gonna go to where they want to go, and they're going to go to what benefits them. So definitely. Well, you know, I really appreciate it. I mean, we're knocking, you know, on about 50 minutes now, you know, for the show. And but I appreciate your time. If you could give... you know, people out there watching, one piece of advice, you know, maybe something you wish you knew that you didn't, or that you've learned along the way, but they're sitting at home, they got an idea, they've got a product, they got a business, they got a, you know, whatever, but they're sitting on their hands. What would you tell them?
Take that leap of faith and jump out and start that business. Or whatever you're trying to do. Starting it is just one component. Continue to do is another. You would never get to the finish line. It's a journey. It's always a journey.
All right.
When you think you're in one spot, there's another spot that you got to go to, or there's another hump you got to go to. So I say that to say, just start it. Just press the start button and just start.
Okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate it. Definitely appreciate the opportunity to sit down and talk with you. We'll definitely have to do it again. You know, again, the website is in the comments, www.bougiebeard.com. You can also find Bougie Beards on Instagram, on Facebook, anywhere else?
That's probably where we are on Twitter, but these make great stocking stuffers. So.
Okay.
And get your beer bundle, and you too can be bougie too.
All right. I'll definitely, you know what, I think coming into Christmas, you know, I like to do various, like, different giveaways and stuff on the show. You know, so I'll definitely chat with you about that. Definitely want to make one of the options, you know, some of your products. So get it out there and get people to, you know, try it. Because, you know, sometimes people are hesitant. It's new. It's, you know, it's something they've never experienced before. It's like, well, why do I need it? Well, you know what? I mean, listen, I'm sure people didn't think they needed soap, but... Listen, I'm just saying, like, if you can, you know, if you eat lunch and you can go home and pick leftovers out your beard, there's a problem. You know, so that's definitely not a bougie beard. You know, so Shanika says, great conversation. Benny says, awesome job, bruh. All of you that have tuned in, we really appreciate it. Thank you all very, very much for your time, your support. Want to encourage you guys to go out there, follow the Reflections, the Facebook page, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram. You can find us all over. There's a Linktree link on the Facebook page, and I can put it up here in the comments. But every link, every share, every click, it all helps the podcast grow and what we try to do and be able to really put individuals like Gino and his company in front of more and more people and really give opportunities to those that are, you know, working for them and deserve them. So appreciate all you guys' love. Appreciate all your time. And with that being said, we are going to call it a night. Y'all pray for me. I pray for you. We'll catch you next time on Reflections.